When attempting to suppress the flames of a burning building, one of the first challenges a firefighter faces is connecting a hose to a water source. Jeff Stroop has helped increase the speed at which firefighters can respond to a blaze with the creation of HyCon. Short for hydrant connector, HyCon is a quick connector that will allow firefighters to attach a hose to a hydrant without an adapter. Developers of this product say it's the first major innovation to fire hoses in more than 100 years.
It's one of those aha moment type deals that I was just sitting around trying to figure out what could be done to make it faster. And, you know, with a manufacturing background and a mechanical background is how I was able to come up with something that would actually work. It is surprising that someone hasn't come up with it before now.
Stroop currently works full-time for Remington Arms Company in Lone Oak, Arkansas, and serves as captain of the company's fire brigade. He has been in the fire industry since 1994 and recalls losing a lot of houses simply because they couldn't get water to the fire fast enough. He says on average, it takes about 30 seconds to hook up a hose to a hydrant. With HyCon, an invention more than a decade in the making, the connection time is reduced to 3 seconds. Since designing the product, Stroop has established the company HyCon LLC in Bentonville. The new company has recently entered into a partnership with 101 Ventures, a business incubation and acceleration specialist. Stroop has also started looking for investors. This search led him to apply to be a contestant on Shark Tank, a reality television show on ABC where entrepreneurs present proposals to multimillionaires who decide if they want to invest in the businesses.
Basically, about a year and a half ago, I saw Shark Tank when it first aired, and I thought, wow, I was actually looking for investors, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, that would be a way to find an investor to try to get something set up. So what I did is I contacted the show. I sent an email into the show is what I had to do, and didn't hear nothing from them for, almost a year and a half, and they finally sent me a response in last July, and they said, want to know if I was still interested.
Stroop was still interested, and he filmed his segment of the show in the fall. He describes the experience of pitching his idea to the panel as very intense. He says he was questioned by the investors for more than an hour, but he felt prepared for their inquiries.
I had pitched the idea to several other people before, And so I kind of had an idea of what all they were going to ask. But they worked with me, Mark Burnett Productions, which is who handles Shark Tank. Their producers worked with me on different things, and they asked different questions, and they kind of prepare you for it.
That hour and a half discussion has been narrowed down to an 8 to 12 minute segment that will air on the May 6th episode of Shark Tank. Stroop hasn't yet seen the edited version, so he says he will tune in with friends and colleagues during a watch party at the Bentonville office. While the creation of Stroop's design has taken a while, he believes that's simply because the timing wasn't right until now.
You know, the whole aspect is, I go to church and everything, and the whole aspect is, I didn't create it. I honestly feel like God gave me this, and that's why it's just taken forever, because it just wasn't the right timing. And, it just goes to show us that we may not necessarily have the answers for our future, but, God probably will. And, it's a long process. If anybody's interested in doing it, they better be in it for the long haul, because it takes a while to get it to get anything done, especially when you look at patents and stuff.
HyCon LLC has also created a home edition product that allows for quick connection of a garden hose. Both products are available for pre-order at hy-conn.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.